Happy New Year, bitches!
Holy crap, where have we been?
By the way, we've been gone longer than anticipated because the last week we were supposed to get together, I ended up doing shit that was unexpected, you had unexpected shit, and then we didn't do a show.
I ended up super booked with, because now it's been so long, I don't even remember with what, but I know, like, towards the end of the year, I had a shitload of concerts, and then the kids had a ton of crap, and I don't remember what I did with any of it.
But what's weird is, the holidays are fun, and I love the holidays because there's just cool stuff, and I love everything about the holidays. There is something to be said about getting so fucking busy that you miss it. You know what I mean? You're just fucking swamped doing tons of extra
shit. I'm not a fan of the holidays because I feel like it's all obligation. None of it's fun. It's like, I got to do this. I got to go see family. Like, it's stressful.
Oh, it is. Like, oh, don't get me wrong. Especially – you know what makes it more stressful is being broke. That makes it 10 times more stressful.
No, that makes it worse, for sure.
God.
Oh, and then you know what? I'm rolling it. So I was worried I was going to make the pod today because I've been at my new job now for 4 months, a little over.
Okay.
And since the day I started, I've been planning an event that happens tomorrow. And because of technical shit, we weren't able to run through it at all until today. And there were technical problem after – we're doing a live Facebook and Instagram product launch tomorrow, which we've never done before. And I got the guitarist from The Killers to agree to come in and play a song for us.
Oh, that's cool. So, are you going to stream it like live on Facebook? That?
Exactly.
Okay.
But we've never done anything like this. They've never had an artist come in and do something live. We've never done a live product launch. You know what I mean? Like, this was all – starting from scratch, and we were behind on the product and stuff. So it all came down. We've been working on it all day today. I just rolled in home like 15 minutes ago. I go in tomorrow, and then at 1 p.m. Pacific time, it either happens or it doesn't.
Can you do some walking through in the morning or no?
We walked through. Here's the thing. This got pushed and pushed. I wanted to test it a week out, and we couldn't, and this happened and that. And so we learned some stuff today that we're just going to have to live with because now we have a day, we have no time to fix it. But it should work tomorrow. We got through it, but it was, it was a lot of troubleshooting. And remember, I work with all fucking nerdy engineers who know a ton of shit. And even they were like, well, I'm not sure how we're going to, so it ended up. Like, I work with a building full of Chuck Ides. Like, they all know
crazy shit. Figure it out.
And it was still down to the wire, but hopefully it all goes well. We'll see. And if not, the great thing is it's live. So it either happens or, there's no – it's going to come along and something's going to happen.
Oh, God.
But that was my – since the new year, I've been swamped with that. And then we have the big trade show, NAMM, coming up at the end of the month.
Okay.
And that's also – like, I'm going to be there 5 days.
Where is that, Vegas or on the East Coast?
Anaheim. No, it's just in Anaheim.
Oh, cool.
We're staying in hotels. I mean, I'm there all day for the whole run of this thing. So
at least it's local.
Yeah, it's not far, but I still have to stay there, which is, it's not like.
No, you're not home.
I guess. Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's in Denver or Philadelphia at that point. I'm staying in a hotel,
Yeah.
This is a crazy month for me. So anyway, that's
about crazy. What a fucking pain in the ass.
So how was. How was your holidays? Oh, shit. And you couldn't get to work because of mud and stuff.
Dude. Fucking nightmare. My work is fucking hellish. Right? I fucking can't describe it.
I have a question. At some point, has anybody in the rehab industry thought, hey, maybe Malibu isn't the best place for these?
No,
there's a million other beach communities that don't get ravaged by fire, mud, and car accidents on a regular basis.
Well, there's a lot in like Laguna too. There's a lot down Orange County. Yeah. So
that's what I mean. Like, there's other places. Even there's nice places in Santa Monica, Venice area or something. Not where it constantly is where nature.
The problem is they, like for us, we're literally like a resort, and when you're there, you feel like you're not in Los Angeles. You are far removed from town, and yet just 20, 30 minutes, you're in the valley, or you're in Santa Monica, or 45 minutes down, you're in Santa Monica. So it is, and that's the problem. Like, Orange County is so far removed from L.A. that the ones there haven't worked, and the big – They put in promises. It became such a big national phenomenon. Everybody just started copying it. And then what they tried to do is like, well, and then they went and looked at promises. Promises wasn't very nice. The building.
Hey, I can't meant to ask you that. I saw a commercial for promises yesterday.
No,
did they sell the name?
Probably passages.
Oh, okay.
And by the way, and passages created it and called it passages to confuse for promises.
Okay. That could very well be because that is confusing. Okay. Yeah.
And, they did that and they put the name this similar. And what they did that was smart is they made it nicer than promises. So it wasn't the original and it's not as good clinical as promises, but it's like us. We're 100 times more beautiful than promises and bigger and just way fancier than promises. But, you know, promises is the original one. Now it's gone. Yeah, but now it's completely gone. But that's kind of how they all popped up around Malibu. And Malibu didn't catch on that this was happening. And now it's too late. They're like grandfathered in. Any zoning or laws or anything they do, you're fucked. So you're already there. Well, I think other towns try to keep you out now.
I don't think it's bad for Malibu. I think it's bad for business. You know what I mean? Because you constantly have issues. If it's not fire and it's not landslides, a car accident can close the road to you for days.
It's like being on a fucking island. It really is. It's fucking weird, man, how out there it is. But it's been fucking hellish. Like we haven't really had a storm yet. We had a little rain since the fires. Right. And both times we've had massive mudslides in the area and they've had to close the roads coming to and from the place. And it makes it – it took me an hour and a half to get there on, I think, Sunday. Yeah, Saturday I couldn't even get there. Saturday I got stuck and sat on the side of the road for 2 fucking hours in Malibu trying to figure a way to get around. And then Sunday took me an hour and a half to get there. And I had to go 15 miles out of my way. And by the way, it's raining. It's dark as fuck. There's mudslides everywhere. The entire area around us is a burn area. And I am in a fucking Prius driving through the fucking canyon to get to fucking work. And driving through mud and rock. And it was fucking stressful as shit. Plus, you can't see. You know, when it rains, for whatever reason, the inside of your car gets foggy. And
yeah,
you got the vent on. You're wiping. The wipers kind of smear it. It was just a clusterfuck. And it was... I was stressed as fuck by the time I got to work on Sunday. And on Saturday, when I went to go around it, there was one on the way and people could go around. And the cops were like, hey, go up through this neighborhood and you can cut around and drop back down PCH like about a mile down this real windy canyony area up by the high school, which was one of the hardest hit areas of the entire fire. And I'm driving up there. And then I'm driving and I start seeing standing water, huge amounts of mud, massive fucking rocks, and like trash cans, people's trash cans just floating, like clusters of trash cans floating down the street. And I'm like, I'm in fucking Prius. And then I feel the Prius is like in mud. It's not on cement anymore. It's not on like dirty cement. I'm in fucking mud. So as soon as there was a street to turn, I bailed out because if I would have got stuck in that, I would have been so fucking mad, dude. And I would have had to have left my car and walked through the fucking mud. So then I went back and I went back to the cop and I'm like, I can't get through. Do you know how long it's going to be? And the cop fucking told me bad life choice. I fucking, God, it was funny. But I just went home, called my work, said, I'm not coming. I can't get in. And then I'm so glad because another one of my coworkers drives an SUV and he got stuck there too. He made it through. So it was like, oh, cool, at least he'll be there. So he made it through that street where I couldn't go in the Prius. Well, further down the road, there ended up being another mudslide. And he still got turned around. And then he had to drive back through that fucking area a second time to go home. Ugh. And then the people that lived in the valley were able to make it because there's a road called Incinal, which is up off of Mulholland. And it's a tight little windy-ass road. Incinal almost runs into our property at PCH. Like if you hit and... The massive, massive mudslide that was closed all the way to the county line was just a little past Incinal. So it was before us. But between Incinal and Zuma, there was 2 more mudslides. So we had 3 fucking mudslides to contend with that had roads closed. And then the cops were being dicks. And granted, they don't want people down there, but you got to get down there for work. And
right.
It was just a fucking nightmare, dude. What a fucking clusterfuck. And now it's going to rain for 4 days straight starting, what, Saturday?
Yeah. Is that what they're saying? I knew that they were talking about another. Well, you know what? First they said it was going to rain today, and it did not. But, yeah, they were talking over the weekend. Is that supposed to last 4 days?
Yeah, it's like 3 or 4 days. It may not be nonstop, but it's going to rain, you know, every day for 4 days.
Right, which means that it's going to be closed again.
Oh, fuck, absolutely. And like, here's the thing that's annoying me. There's no game plan. And our fucking staff and our bosses, and after cutbacks, like all fucking companies get when they cut back, they're overworked. And when our bosses escape that place, they are shutting down. They're not sitting on call like they're supposed to. I was right. on call. When I was at Promises, I fucking got called 24 right. hours a right. day, and I had to answer the okay. fucking call. My bosses don't answer calls. When I'm alone, I'm fucking alone. And if shit hits the fan, it's me making the fucking massive fucking decisions at night. And no one's calling me back. And I can't get right. medical on the phone. I can't get clinical on the phone. I can't get my bosses on the phone. And it's stressful.
That's kind of crazy, though, because that doesn't seem fair to you.
Yeah, well, on Saturday night, it wasn't even that late. I was on my way in, and I left early knowing it was going to be a gnarly ride in, and I couldn't get anyone on the phone. And here's the thing, what they need to be doing. Like, if I was the boss, I would have whoever's there get updates on the immediate road conditions around the house, just like, hey, jump out in the SUV, drive down the road and see what it's like. And then I would send fucking messages or an email to all of the staff coming in on the next shift. Hey, it's clear. Right. Or, hey, you have to take Insanol. There was nothing. And staff, were all coming from different areas, and everybody had a different experience coming in. It was fucking shit.
And maybe they do kind of like fireman shifts on when they know it's going to rain, where some, you know, people are there for 48 hours and then they get off. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, have people actually stay there and people just have them work 2 days straight and then give them the rest of the week off or something so that you can cover.
People were so pissed they got stuck there on Saturday night because
of
everyone on my shift, one person came in. One person got through. And so everybody that was there.
One person actually made it.
You can't leave. And minimal, it takes three people to do that shift, one per property. So two people had to stay overnight and do a double shift after doing an all-day shift, and some people had already done a double shift. They had already done the morning shift and the afternoon shift, and then they got stuck for a third shift. So it's a cluster, and now they're just acting like, hey, oh, well, like they're going to ignore this again, and by this weekend, I'm going to have a massive clusterfuck of a problem again.
Right.
I was happy at least I put in for sick time because I didn't go to work on Saturday, and they approved it, which was good because I might have walked out the door.
Right.
Oh, speaking of that, somewhere along the line of this holiday season, I applied for a job completely out of the business.
Okay.
And they called me in, or they called me and they asked if I could do a phone interview the next day. I did a phone interview, and then they called me back and said, we really like you. Can you come in for an interview and meet all the partners? So then I come in and I meet them, and they were really cool and it was going well, and I was fucking in limbo, and I found out yesterday I didn't get it.
That sucks.
But it doesn't suck because your hopes are up at that point. And it was and it was the same of, we really fucking like you, but fortunately we found someone who's more qualified and we're going to go with them, but we'll keep you in mind. Yeah, that doesn't fucking help me now. And to be honest with you, I had shit like, my license and stuff was due at the first of the year, and my work is shitting their pants demanding I renew it, which cost hundreds of dollars.
Right.
And I didn't do it because A, it was the holidays. B, I'm broke. Those fuckers cut my paycheck for the last three pay periods in a row. I've had reduced hours, and it's just been a nightmare. So I was like, I'm not going to do it, and I'm going to get out. And now I'm
good. Yeah, right. You're like, I got another gig. I'll just
won't renew that. I'll stall it and not renew it was my plan. And then I found out yesterday, and now my next check, I immediately have to do all of my licensing shit immediately. Is it once a year that happens? Yeah, once a year. I'm unfortunate right now. The CPR license is nothing. That doesn't cost shit. But that's every 2 years, my CPR and automatic defibrillator training renewal. Which that's like $20 or something, and I can do it online even now. But I was even blowing that off. I'm like, fuck it. Why am I going to spend that money? So I have that. I have to do that now, and I have to do this, and it's should be illegal because they make you join this thing and you're licensed and you're a member and it costs a big fat fucking check to keep up your membership.
Right.
And then you do all this online training throughout the year with this company, blah, 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 blah. So I'm doing that now. I'm so fucking annoyed. I got to do that.
What a pain in the ass.
Yeah, because you have to pay your renewal fee and then you have to pay to take the fucking classes.
Right. So, yeah. So it's.
Yeah. So it's a clusterfuck. But I've got that coming. I'm super bummed about that. And I just keep applying for jobs. Applying for jobs. Did I tell you I got a job and then my wife threw a hissy fit and I didn't go?
No.
Did we discuss that in a pod? I got a job. It was just fucking shit job, but I need another job. Like,
right.
And I have days and I got a part-time job and the dude was cool. And the dude goes, hey, you can come here. And my wife's like, that's by my work. Someone might see you. That's so embarrassing.
Oh, God.
Da-da-da-da, and started that shit again. I'm like, are you fucking kidding? I am fucking dying and I'm trying to kill myself and work fucking extra hours. And
you're
fucking really going to give me this when I finally find something else that will fucking give me more money.
Right.
Yeah. The radio show's still in limbo because of the holidays. That's been, nothing's changed since the last word if they want to do it again and we're moving forward. But what a clusterfuck of fuckdom the holidays were with that stuff. And then, and a mountain lion tried to break into the house one night.
I saw that. That was crazy.
That fucking, dude, like, there's a moment of you're, you know, at that hour, everyone's asleep, super quiet, you're sitting in a chair, and then you hear, boom, and it sounded like someone had come in the front door, because it was the front door, boom, boom, and our front doors are big and glass.
Okay.
So, and it sounded like someone had come in the front door, and that's not unusual. During the middle of the night, like last night, I went over to both of the other houses in the middle of the night to get things from them or to drop something off or paperwork for that house because I'm in the main house. And so, you know, we come and go, and then my house, they come over to my house to get food in the middle of the night. So you always hear the door, and you go down, it's, you know, coworker. So right. It's like, boom. So I'm looking that way thinking you're going to see a coworker walk around that corner any second. They just walked in the front door. And boom, you hear it again. Boom, boom. And it's like, what the fuck is going on? And you walk around the corner and you see something there literally hitting the door, in the glass with its head and its face because it's trying to walk through the glass. And then it did step back and right next to the doors, there's a huge like picture window. It jumped into the window and hit the fucking glass and fell, like jumped from the ground, bam, and fucking hit the ground. And then it looked around and it was really confused. And then when it saw me, it started walking away. And then we took a picture and I'm like, it still took time to realize what that was. I was like, what is this? Cause it was small.
Like, right.
And it's like, oh, and then the second realized what it was. Then talk about calling people who don't call you back. Now I've got, let's see, I had 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 clients on the grounds.
Yeah, that's a lot of people that a mountain lion can attack.
Yeah, and guess what? 13 clients on grounds, which is 13 people that smoke, that go outside to smoke and go outside night and smoke. So now I got to fucking sound the alarm. I got to lock down the facility. I got to call the other houses and lock down those facilities. And I got to get everything fucking handled. And then I got to call my bosses and let my bosses know we're on lockdown. Here's why. And blah, 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 blah. And notify everyone. And that turned into a clusterfuck of a day.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. But never. Okay. Something weird did happen. When I pulled in that night, I saw the handyman who comes. He'll come at like 3 or 4 in the morning and work on shit.
Okay.
Especially if it's the kitchen, because the kitchen never stops during the day. So he gets in there during the overnights and works in the kitchen.
Right.
And I saw his truck. Well, when I saw it and I sounded the alarm and I called everyone, I texted him and said, hey, I see your truck here. I don't know if you're on the grounds working or where you are, but there's a mountain lion. There's a baby mountain lion loose on the property. And it's trying to get into one of the houses. I don't know if its mom is around. And then hours later, he replied, yeah, it's a mountain lion and her two babies.
Oh, so where was he that he saw him?
I don't know. And I still haven't talked to him since. So I don't know if he saw it, but he wasn't on the grounds. So I think he just left his truck and left to another property with another one of his guys.
Okay.
I think they were there doing something, and then they left and just left his car, and they took off. But I think they may have seen it coming in or out. So I don't know. But it's fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. Mountain lion, that's a scary one. That's not like, oh, there was a raccoon.
I know. Okay. That being said, last night something gnarly happened, which we'll get into here in a minute, and I was on fucking edge. My nerves were fucking shot. And I walked outside, and now where we park our cars, it's pitch black. You can't see your hand in front of your face. You have to use your cell phone to, like, lock your car and to get ready, and you have to use your cell phone to shine light on the gate so that you can type in the code to get into the property. Like, it's black, that's dark. You can't see anything. So now, since the mountain lions come, I have two flashlights in my bag, a little, you know, bright LED one, and then I have like a headlamp thing, like, you know, the bicycle one. I have that in there too. And I also put since I'm a man of weapons, I put my collapsible police baton in my bag.
Oh, right. Okay.
And now if I'm out on property, that shit's in my back pocket, because I'm not going to walk around with a weapon on property. I'd get fired. Right,
but I get you. You want to have something.
Yeah. And it's not like I want to go club it, but I could poke it away from me because the thing ends up. Yeah,
you'd probably deter it if you smacked it on the face with it.
Yeah. Or if it came up and I cracked it, it would probably back off, I hope.
Right.
So I have that now, and I'm out on property a lot during the night, and it is pitch black, and when you're out, the feeling of being on super heightened alert, it's a weird feeling, because you are literally every sound you're turning around. What the fuck was that?
Right. Because you may be eaten.
Yes. So I am now walking. Last night, I am walking and I'm going around the back door back into one of the houses. And right as I pass the trash can, the fucking raccoon jumps out.
Oh, God. It
scared the shit out of me, dude. Oh, my God.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, because now you don't know what animal it is.
Yes. And you're thinking there's something out here, and there's a mountain lion. Or I keep thinking this baby mountain lion's going to run up and want to play, and then its mom's going to come and just fucking maul me. Oh, God. Yep. So, yeah, that was that. And, work's been fucking hellish. And then here's another one. It's so weird to discuss this because I can't discuss this publicly because it's really bad for business. But the main house is haunted as fuck where I work. Right?
Right.
Haunted as fuck. And there's stories and stories, and every employee that's ever worked that shift in that house has stories for days. Now, granted, remember, I'm a believer in the ghost, and
I know.
And I'm also not afraid of ghosts. Like, it doesn't really bother me when you hear shit all night. Also, it's a 30,000 square foot house. It's a big fucking house.
Yeah, it's big.
Yeah, and there's a lot of noises that are just noises in a house like that, and it echoes. And remember, it's all marble floors throughout the entire place.
Right.
And a lot of echoing, and you hear noises, and the ice maker will go off in the middle of the night, and you'll hear it through the whole house just because the sound carries to there. So there's a lot of shit that's very explainable, but a lot of people are super jumpy in that house. But shit in the last few weeks it's ramped up. Like, I constantly hear doors shut. Now, granted, a wind blowing through an open window could pull a door and shut. There's a lot of shit. Almost everything's explainable, and you write it off to it was the wind, it was this, it was that, blah, blah, blah.
Right, right.
But what's all happened to me in the last few weeks? Did I talk about when it breathed on me?
No.
Okay, that might have been like right after we stopped doing pods for the year. So I'm in the kitchen, and part of the job in the overnights, you have to make the giant coffee pot it's basically the coffee for the day. It's a 100-cup, you know, coffee machine. So it's one of those giant, like, you know, catering style
ones. Holy crap.
Yeah.
100 cups. Yeah, that's huge.
It's fucking huge. So you have to make that. And also, it takes a long time for that much water to brew and that much coffee to brew. So you got to turn that thing on in the middle of the night. So the first thing I do every night when I come in is I grab that thing, I put it over, and I set up get all the coffee I'm going to need out and set everything up so that when I come through in the middle of the night at the right time, I can just do it and put it away. All right, so it's now 3 o'clock in the morning, and I am in there, and I have the thing running. Now, granted, this what happened to me, I've heard from 3 or 4 employees have told me this has happened to them. And you're like, oh, wow, that's weird. So I'm sitting there, and I'm filling the machine, and, like, all of a sudden, every hair on my fucking body stands up. Every fucking hair on my body stands up. And I'm thinking, like, I'm a draft, like I'm cold. Like, did I just get a cold brush over me or whatever? And then I, not only do I hear, but I hear and I feel on my fucking ear and neck. And I feel the breath on my neck. And I hear it in my ear because it's someone just breathes in my fucking ear, dude. And I turn around super fucking fast because now I know, like, oh, a client's got up and I didn't hear him, which is impossible.
Right.
And is fucking with me. Like, you know, like someone walked up behind me, a coworker or a client. And I spin around and no one's there. And then I run as fast as I can upstairs and I go do room checks on every fucking client because it's like, it's got to be one of these fuckers. Yet physically impossible for where I was to turn around and not see them because they would have to go down this long hallway back to the stairs. But in needless to say, that's
what I'm run at that point, right?
I know. But you're anything like that, your brain goes into rationalized mode. It's instinctual. Your brain's explaining what it is. So your brain is now, my brain's saying, fucking someone's just fucking with you. It was a client, go up there and see which one it was and da da da. So I'm upstairs and I do room checks on everyone and everyone is sound asleep. And then I know other employees have told me that that's happened to them. That exact fucking thing. It comes up behind you and it breathes on you. It breathes in your fucking ear. And I did know that. So, and I'm like, wow, that must be what it was. That was fucked up. And then the typical things throughout, you hear stuff. And another night, we have a grand piano. And the fucking piano started playing in the middle of the fucking night. And it's not a player piano. And it wasn't playing music.
It doesn't have that mechanism.
Yeah, you can't turn it on and just let it play. But it wasn't playing music. It was just like somebody banged on the keys. Like, dum, dum. And it's below me. I'm upstairs. My office is upstairs. And I'm like, who the fuck? I'm like, once again, somebody got by me. I walk downstairs. When I go downstairs, there's no clients awake. No clients are downstairs. And not only is the piano sitting there, but the lid shut that covers the keys, like,
So
that's not even open, but that was weird. And then, no fucking big deal. Well, last night, it fucking rattled me. I laughed. By the way, when I got to the piano, I laughed. And even the fucking thing when it breathed on my neck, I spun around and it freaked me initially. And then I started laughing. It was funny. And I'm like, ooh, you fucking got me, fucker. So last night, it's the middle of the night. And my house is full right now. Completely capacity 6 people. And they're all women. Of 6 women. And I'm fucking sitting and I'm online and all of a sudden the thing had popped up like, hey, we're going to do Microsoft in 10 minutes. We're going to reboot your fucking computer. And I went to click later. And when I click later, I click 10 minutes. So right then, my computer just fucking turns off, like, and I'm like, God damn it, that fucking, and it starts doing that fucking maintenance.
Right.
And so at that moment, I hear a fucking man scream help so fucking loud. Like, and I don't know if you ever heard of if a man was getting murdered, that's what he screamed for help. And it was fucking clear as day. And it was like, fucking screaming, like, fucking, they're being murdered. And I jump up and I run to the room where it's the end of the, where the sound came from. And I fucking come blowing through the door into a client's bedroom in the middle of the night. And usually you knock and you're like, male staff, I'm coming. But I fucking blew through the door because, but still in my head, this is a female's room I'm going into. And I clearly heard a man, but you're not thinking, you're reacting. So I run through the door, and literally I come like a fucking moose through this door. Boom, fucking, are you okay? Fuck. It's asleep, and the client doesn't even move. They didn't fucking hear me. They didn't hear the scream. So then I'm like, maybe it's another one. So then I, once again, welfare check every fucking client. I go in every single bedroom and physically walk. When you do those checks, you have to physically just like listen for them breathing, make sure they're away, you know, make sure they're alive.
Right.
We do those checks. So I did those on every fucking room and every, and not one of them even woke up when I entered their room, which shows how out they were. So I don't know what it was. I called the other house. Hey, did fucking, I go, do you need me? Did you just fucking scream outside or something? Nothing. It was fucking nothing. I don't know what the fuck it was. That fucking rattled the shit out of me last night.
That's weird.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. But anyway, so, but now as this has all been ramping up over the holidays, I have been checking like fucking crazy. Like trying to research because I've got time when it's dead, I can get online.
Nothing but time to figure it out.
So right? I'm trying to find out who's died in that house, who's lived in that house, whose fucking house it was. And this is what I know. The original owners built that house, or a house, in 1984. In 1990 or somewhere around there, 1990, the guy that owns it now bought it. The guy that owns the property now bought it and I'm guessing was leasing it out because in 1990, it might have been 89 when he bought it. In 1990, and no one's ever said this, and I've found all kinds of shit on it online, but Roseanne Arnold and Tom Arnold lived there right when they got married. Okay. So they lived there. And I didn't know that. It's not them. They're not dead.
Yeah.
They didn't die in the house.
They're all alive.
They're all alive. I'm pretty sure all their kids are alive. So it's not them. And I keep finding shit, but I haven't found anything yet of someone who's died in the house. And I know factually we've never had a client die, period, on, you know,
right.
Okay. Under our care.
Yeah, so it wasn't.
But we've only been there since 2012. 2011, 2012, somewhere in there is when we took it over. So I don't fucking know, but I'm still investigating. I'm still looking. Yeah, I'm still trying to find out what it is. And it's been fun, but there's,
but I also don't know how you'd find that out. It's probably a hard thing. You know, cause if somebody dies of natural causes, if it's not a crime, it's not going to be in the newspaper, you know, like it's not going to be very searchable. I don't think.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. If you find, unless you can find newspaper articles or something of so-and-so died at their home or, it's random, and I don't know how many people lived in the house. Now, on the other hand, a lot of fucking clients die. A lot of clients get out of treatment and fucking relapse and die.
Right,
that's just part of this business. I'm thinking maybe it's a client. Maybe it's a client that was there that fucking died afterwards, and they're pissed they died or they didn't get better or whatever. I don't fucking know. I'm really trying to figure this out, and I can't. So. Anyway, that happened last night, and then after that, I was my nerves were fucking fried, and I'm walking around. That's where
the fucking raccoon attacked you.
Raccoon scared the shit out of me, dude. I fucking put a little flashlight. Fuck. And to make matters worse, as big and dark and scary as that house is, I have to go into in the middle of the night every single night. I have to go into the garage in the dark. And go in there and then do readings, refrigerator readings, because we're a business and we serve food.
Oh, so you have to take the temperature every day or something?
Yeah, every single day. And it's they just dump that onto our shift because our shift typically has some free time. So there's a lot of weird little things like that we have to do on overnights. And in that house, I have 1, 2, 3, 4 refrigerators and freezers in the garage. And I have 2 in this like side room off the kitchen and 2 more in the kitchen and then 2 more upstairs. And I have to do all this. It's a lot of refrigerators that you got to do.
Yeah, that's
on
a lot of refrigerators.
But, you know, it's all no big deal except for those fucking 2 or 3 that are in the fucking garage. Those, yeah, it's 3 in the garage. Oh, my God. Those are, you're in there. So that's been my fun time at work.
Nice.
The good news is I can count on nothing happening at work tonight because events are few and far between in this stuff I've come to realize. So nothing's going to happen tonight. Last night was my big night of fucking craziness.
Right. That'll be mellow.
Yeah. Unless a client decides they want to go to the hospital or something.
Right.
Oh, that did happen in the middle of the mudslide.
What do you do when you're the only one there? Do you call an ambulance?
Yeah, you call 911. But okay, then
because you can't leave them, right?
Yeah, you can't leave
everybody else to take somebody.
But somebody has to leave, so you consolidate staff at that point. Someone takes over, and a client cannot leave without staff. So someone goes in the ambulance with them and goes to the hospital. And when that happens, you're fucking going to go sometimes 5, 6, 7 hours of overtime. And right. No one's going to relieve you, and you're stuck at the fucking hospital until someone comes and gets you. It fucking sucks. I got stuck on that not that long ago. But so you do that, and you also, at that point, have to call medical, call clinical, call the supervisors, alert that there's a fucking situation. Then you have to go out, you have to call 911, you have to open the fucking gates and put the code in so that the gates will stay open so the fire trucks can come into the property. And you have to help them, and then you got to get the staff. It's such a fucking pain in the ass.
And
that happened during the mudslides at one point. Thank God I wasn't fucking working.
What a pain in the ass. Yeah.
And fucking A. What a nightmare. But that's been the last few weeks at work.
Nice.
Fun times.
And then what did you do anything for the holidays? Were you working on Christmas and New Year's?
Yeah, I worked Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. I worked them all. But overnights is, if you're going to work a shift, that's the shift to do it. Granted, New Year's Eve, it'll fuck your time up because you're at work by 11. So,
right.
Actually, I work by 10:30 or so. So it's definitely cramps your style a little bit on that. But it was cool. On Christmas, it was perfect. I got off. I got home. Everyone in my house was still asleep. I woke them up. We opened presents. Then we went to Downey. Did Downey. Then I came back home, went to bed, and then went back to work that night.
Yeah, God, when did you sleep, though? That's kind of exhausting.
I'm in a weird spot right now where I only sleep I'm only sleeping like 5 hours a day.
That's not good for an old man. That's how you die.
Yeah, I know. I'm having like 5 hours. Speaking of dying, there's lots of death going on, too. Yesterday,
Oh, you know what we haven't talked about?
Huh.
Chris Burrows.
Oh, yeah, that was fucking weird. That annoyed me the way that
Me too, broke. Because my cousin and I were talking about it. I was over at her house on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
The cover up of details.
Yes.
And what is this? I like Chris Burrows. Bing and I watched him every weekend.
Yeah.
And we're thoroughly entertained, and I was a fan of his show. But he died under suspicious circumstances with another guy in the room doing drugs is all I can figure.
Yeah.
But how come we never learned the name of the other guy? Now we're waiting on toxicology. Like, I was surprised that all the other news networks covered it up as much as they did.
But here's what's weird. Okay, I was watching, because granted I get Channel 4 and Channel 5 and Channel 56 is about all I get in this room.
Right, that's all you get.
So I watched one of those three channels, and I was watching that morning when they come on, and then you could tell they've all been crying, and they're like, we're sad to report our colleague yesterday, Chris Burrows, died suddenly, and da-da-da-da-da. And they put up a picture of him, and they give, that's it. That's all the fuck they say. Granted, I just got home from work.
No details.
No details whatsoever. And then I'm like, oh, my God, I like that guy. Like, this is crazy. So now I'm hooked.
Yeah, and he's like 43 or something. Yeah. Like, how did he die? You're like, what? Because I woke up and found out kind of the same way, but I got up a little later than you, and at that point they were saying he was in a hotel room with another dude, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, so I'm watching, and I think – so I keep watching and keep watching, and then they're not saying anything about it. They're giving no fucking details. And so then when they start to come clean around 7-ish or so, I realize, wow, they're fucking they're covering this up, like, because the other newscasts, and people are like, no, they've said it was this and this and this. And I'm like, no, other networks said that.
Yeah, others did.
Yeah, Channel 4 is the reason KTLA started coming clean is because all the other networks were reporting that this dude died in a fucking hotel with another dude doing drugs.
At 2 p.m. in the afternoon,
which
was, you know, you're like, wait a minute, none of this makes any sense.
So they were doing, slowly but surely, they were coming clean, but because their hand was forced, or they would have never have come clean, ever. And that's what bothers me, because if it was an actor, they would have been all over it. Yeah, up their ass, yet it's their fucking guy doing it, and then all of a sudden, oh, we need to respect the family and not fucking say what's going on. No, fuck you, report the news, because it's a news story.
But also, I'm a little surprised because you know as well as I do, being around many drug addicts, people should have knew. There were people around who knew, and I've not seen anybody who said, oh, yeah, we knew, or, oh, yeah, you know, we knew. Like, there had to be people who knew what he was up to.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Like,
those people always think that they're smarter than everybody, but there's usually people, especially the people who work with them every day, have some kind of clue.
See, and by the way, I first thought, and my immediate thought was he committed suicide as I watched the news.
No, that's what I – when I first heard the story, I was like, oh, shit, did he kill himself? But then when I heard – he was in a hotel room at 2 p.m. with another guy. I'm like, oh, no, that's drugs.
See, I didn't hear that till much later because I was unfortunately watching KTLA, who was not right. Fucking giving you any news at all on it.
The only other conspiracy he had was that it was like that he was gay and he was doing drugs with his boyfriend, because you notice the dude didn't get arrested and they've never said his name anywhere, which is weird.
Yeah.
And no, it's got to be in the police report.
Yeah, it's been fucking sketchy fucking weirdness all the way around that story. And here's what it is. So it's obviously not suicide, accidental overdose, but my gut is, and from just because of work, that it's fentanyl. Whatever he was doing was laced.
Heroin?
Yeah. No, they got fentanyl on Xanax now even, but I don't think he's beating there and popping Xanax. They're cutting everything. Yeah,
it doesn't seem like a 2 p.m. in a hotel thing to do Xanax, you know?
My gut is he was there doing heroin and fucking did heroin and it had fentanyl in it and he died. That would be my guess. Could have just been a straight heroin overdose, but you know, but
right.
That's what I'm thinking it was. Granted, fuck, could be fucking cocaine or crack for all we know, you know, and he just died, but.
Right. In the news story, it was weird, I thought, that one, they didn't identify the guy who was with them, and then they said that the guy who was with them administered first aid. You know, at first I thought it was maybe his dealer that was in there and freaked him, but this person seemed to actually care.
Yeah.
You know, like
– yeah, a dealer would have ran.
Been a buddy that he did drugs with.
A dealer would have called 911 and then fucking bounced. And
ran, right?
If they even called 911. They probably would have left you for the fucking hotel fucking maid to find.
Right.
Yeah, why was he at a hotel? Why can't you, if it's your buddy, you couldn't just go to your buddy's house and fucking do it? Like,
right.
Really?
I get Glendale's kind of close to, because 2 p.m. had to be after work. He had to be leaving KTLA, and he went over to the Days Inn in Glendale, but he lived in Porter Ranch, so it's nowhere, you know, near there. Mm-hmm. So that was obviously wherever his hookup was, where he was meeting somebody, you know, like.
I'm with you. He was fucking some dude and fucking they were doing drugs. That's fucking that's what it seems like to me.
Yeah, because they're being and I'm sure there'll be another pop of news when the toxicology comes up, but I'm really surprised nobody is like Freedom of Information Act, the police report and got who the guy was in there. You know, like none of that has come out.
Well, it might be it won't be KTLA. We know that much.
No, but that's what I mean. I'm surprised another news station hasn't done it.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of weirdness around that whole fucking deal.
They did a really nice tribute, but they're still like replaying old clips of him. I watched this weekend there. He did that Burroughs Bites.
Yeah, they're still playing him.
They're still playing him and shit. And I thought really like, it's nice that they're doing such a heartfelt tribute and letting his legacy go on, but it's kind of weird in a way too.
Yeah. And his legacy is you died in a fucking hotel room doing drugs with a fucking other dude. That's the legacy. Sorry.
You were an on-air family man who had a 9-year-old daughter and this wife and everybody, you know, like it seemed like it was the total opposite of his persona, which we all know that doesn't mean anything, but it's really weird way that they're really making him out to be this amazing dude, you know, here from Family Man still. And I'm like, well, the details haven't come out on this. They have to know in that newsroom more than we do. So
that's another thing too. They knew the day before and they're a fucking news organization. They could get all the fucking details from the police. They knew what the fuck happened and they chose to come on that morning and try to fucking dodge the issue. And they're still dodging the issue.
Yeah, it's just that one I really thought it was strange all the way around the way that it was dealt with. And I felt like it was even given a little bit of a pass from the other news networks who didn't dig as deep as they would have in any other situation.
Yeah. It's so weird, though, to see the hypocrisy of the news media at that point. Because if that was a politician, yeah, it would fucking, they would have been like in his wife's face with a fucking camera waiting for her to walk out the door to be like, so did you know your husband was gay? Did you know your husband was a drug addict? They would have fucking been hounding and totally. Then they're totally avoiding it. And you're right. Even the other ones, they reported at least the issues of what was going on, but they didn't go hard.
Uh-uh. And I'm really surprised. So
I'm not the media.
I wonder if when the toxicology report comes out, if we get more details or, you know, like if somebody did a little deeper, because I really feel like it also was, I mean, not that there's a good time to overdose, but it was in the middle of all the holiday stuff. So not all the news agencies weren't on their full game. Everybody was on vacation at all the news stations. You know, like it was.
Dude, they tracked down Sam Rubin. New Year. They tracked down Sam. Like I was watching KTLA and they're like.
He's on vacation, right?
He was in Israel and he was on the fucking phone doing a phone in from Israel because he was on vacation. Oh, man. So
he wasn't around. Yeah, it's, I don't know. It was just weird the way that was dealt with.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And then. On death mode, then a person who was in worked with us at Star died suddenly over the weekend.
That was sad.
Yeah, that the people wouldn't know, but that was still surprising. Younger than both of us, and
we way younger than both.
Yeah,
of us.
Yeah. We don't know what other than they were sick. They went to the hospital, and then all of a sudden, their parents posted on their Facebook that they had died. So
that was like some kind of medical emergency that went south really quick.
Yeah, and then. Yesterday, my sister-in-law's father passed away. Like, and I don't know. I'm going to assume it was a heart attack, but he was up and like day started. He was fine, and then he was
pretty old, though, right?
No, not at all. Like maybe 70. I mean,
oh, okay,
old like that. No. This is my. My brother-in-law's wife's dad from Bakersfield, the Bakersfield people.
Oh, I thought you meant your brother, your brother's wife.
And no,
I was
no.
Like, well, that guy's got to be like 80 or 90.
Yeah, yeah. Her parents are both. I don't think my sister-in-law, my brother's wife, I don't think she knows or knew her father. She was
okay.
Single mom raised her and her brother and her twin sister, and then she passed away 5 or 6 years ago.
Okay, I get you. So it's the other side. Yeah, that makes sense.
And it's my sister-in-law who literally the Bakersfield people, and he's like a big Bakersfield guy and teacher there forever and ever. He's super. He was a really cool dude, man. I really liked him a lot. Saw him a lot too. So that was a bummer. People are dropping like rocks.
It's weird. Doesn't it seem like at the beginning of the year? Because remember, like, again, right at the beginning of the year, a whole bunch of celebrities died or
it was like three in a day. Like, boom, boom, boom. Yeah. Like, it's gone.
And it seems like something about the beginning of the year kills people off the stress of the holidays or something.
And then as we were talking, I just saw it popped up on the news. There's been one of the San Diego Chargers was gone. His daughter was born, and I think they had to do, like, heart surgery on her. And he missed a bunch of games at the end of the season. And he came back for the playoffs, and the daughter was doing better. And I just saw the daughter died. Brand and newborn. That's fucking brutal. Yeah, you're right. And this, I think, honestly, the stress of the holidays, even if you love the holidays, there's still stress involved. I think when you're older, that kills you.
Yeah, I think it's not even like mental stress. It's stress of you're going places. Yeah. You're probably out doing more. You're probably eating more than you normally do.
Eating like shit,
too. It just puts your body under a lot of stress.
Yeah, and when you're older, that's not fucking always good for you.
Uh-uh. It's like if you're an old man and you only get 5 hours of sleep a night.
By the way, on Christmas Day, my mom had made tons of fucking food, and we're sitting there, and my mom's walking out with food, and she goes to sit on the table, and she slips, and she fucking almost goes down holding a plate of food, but she doesn't. And I say, don't fall, Mom. If you break a hip, you're dead in 6 months. And she's like, I never heard that.
No, that's the rule.
I know.
my mom's wife, Wendy, slipped on ice in Burbank and broke her arm.
Oh, shit. That's crazy.
Last week in Burbank, mind you.
It wow.
She went to walk the dog in the morning. It was last Thursday. She went to walk the dog in the morning, slipped on ice on the sidewalk, it fell and broke her arm.
Oh, shit. That sucks.
And I told her, it's a good thing it wasn't your hip because you'd be dead in 6 months.
Okay. By the way, and as my mom's turning around and telling me, I'd never heard that before, blah, 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 blah. My niece, my doctor niece, goes, grandmother, he's right. I'm not joking. My mom goes, oh, my God. She goes, I don't know what it is. They break their hip and then they're dead. Oh, man.
Because when you're old enough to fall to break your hip, and it's a hard recovery.
Yeah, big-ass bone.
Yeah, it's a hard one to recover from, and you usually get some kind of staph infection in the hospital.
God. Fun times. Know? All right, now speaking of death, we're running up out of time, but we have to do the death list. So mine's not done. You've got yours done. Let's do your celebrity death list for 2019, and then on the next pod, I'll do mine, so we'll milk this out, and we'll be able to get the people can send theirs in, so we can go with theirs, even though we're going to have to limit them, because these bastards like act like they're kicking our ass, but they have 500 people on their list.
Right. They have so many people. Now, here's the thing I want you to know. I've been working on my list for months. Because I knew this was coming. I'm not kidding. I keep a notebook on my table, and it says on the top death list 2019. I've been adding names, and the names are in different colored pen. So some of these people have already had scares. I didn't add them to the list over. I just already had them on the list. For example, Pete Davidson is on my list.
Oh, that's a good one.
But he was on before all the weird suicide notes and stuff.
Okay, but still a good one.
I put him on right when he and Ariana Grande broke up because I was like, he's not in great shape to begin with, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's probably drug issues there, I would say.
Yeah, probably. Although I don't know for sure, but you're right. I think now somebody who definitely has drug issues, and you might not know who this is, but you've probably heard songs. G-Eazy.
No, rapper.
He does songs with Halsey and stuff, but he's on my list. He recently relapsed, and Halsey and him were dating, and they broke up again because he relapsed, and so he's on my list, but he's a big pop star. I mean, he's had songs you'd know. Next on my list, somebody you probably don't know, but they just also recently went to rehab, Lil Xan. He's one of those little YouTube kid rappers who's named after Xanax, and he just went to rehab.
Oh god. Yeah, any of those young, druggy people are fucking really good picks.
Yeah. And then next, this is somebody you do know, you personally know, and I personally know and like.
Panaducci?
No, I said like. but he's been going through some mental stuff. Mike Posner.
Oh, yeah. What's wrong with him?
His dad died last. He's been a little weird. He just released. He's going to walk across the USA for a year.
Yeah, that's fucking weird.
Like that, a little sketchy in the brain. Now, the other one, this is a long shot, but I put her on here just because she doesn't seem 100% stable, and she's related to my first pick, Ariana Grande.
Yeah. Well, plus, okay, here's the deal. If your boyfriend, after you break up, overdoses and dies, guess what? You and him are doing a bunch of fucking drugs together. There's no way you don't do drugs and that dude did enough drugs to fucking overdose and die from that you didn't know and you weren't aware and you weren't participating as well. So I'm with you. She could fucking die on the old fentanyl.
Yeah, she's one. And then the next one is a dude I don't think is going to OD finally on my list. It's just somebody who I saw recently and thought, holy shit, he looks old. Ted Danson.
Oh, he plays a fucking angel on TV right now.
Yeah, in The Good Place.
Yeah.
It's not a bad show, but he looks old. And I'm like, Ted's had a good life, but he's looking old. Next is another dude who doesn't look old, but I feel like he has more issues than we know about. Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh, Billy Ray. Miley's married now. His cash cow is gone.
Miley's married, but he's a big pothead, and that's not going to kill him. But he's had a lot of plastic surgery, which could do him in.
Yeah.
And there's just something weird about him. So next one's another old dude, Billy Joel.
Yeah, and he's got addiction issues and
alcohol issues. He's got a tendency to drive into trees.
Yeah, he's got alcohol. I don't know if it's addiction, but I know he's got alcohol issues.
And then my next one, very similar name, but different younger guy, Billy Joe from Green Day.
He's got mental issues and drug issues.
And addiction issues, yep. Next one's an old dude, William Shatner.
Ooh, that's a good one. And he still works, man. He's on everything. That'll kill an old guy.
Another guy I just recently saw, and he looks horrible, and also has had a lot of accusations made against him lately that could take a toll on him, Woody Allen.
Yeah.
You know, and another dude who just looks fucking old as shit, Clint Eastwood, is on my list.
Oh, God, Clint's so fucking old.
Yeah, so and he's looking worse now,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, I love Clint, too. He's my favorite.
This guy, he's older, and he's looking a little older, but also he does risky shit, not like drugs and stuff, but I don't know. I just threw him on the list. I saw him, and I was like, maybe he's a good contender, Richard Branson.
Well, yeah, and you know what's weird? At the rich, rich billionaire fuckers that have died from cancer. That shows you there's no cure.
No,
When Steve Jobs dies from cancer, there's not a cure for cancer, or he would have bought it. And
it's not like AIDS, where magic bought the cure.
Yes, exactly. Isn't it weird how AIDS is not even a fucking big deal anymore? Granted, if you have the money to pay for the drugs, it's not, but people that are you know, rich, fucking, I got HIV. It's like having herpes. Oh, if I fucking take my meds, I'm good.
Right. Next on my list, Ted McGinley. Remember him? He was on every sitcom just because I thought of his name.
Who the fuck is he? Why is that?
He was on every show. He's the dude they would bring in later to be on a show. He was on Married with Children. He was on.
Oh, yes, I do. He's another show right now. I just saw him on another, like a random like cable show.
Yeah, he's always randomly working. This guy, I didn't actually realize was in something recently until this break when I watched that stupid Bird Box movie, John Malkovich, I put on my list.
Ooh, he's a great actor.
And he's in that Bird Box movie.
Oh, yeah.
Local celebrity on my list, Mark Criskey, because he looks like shit.
I think we've had Criskey on before, but also talk about plastic surgery and getting MRSA virus or something in the hospital.
Yep. Another dude who, and I think he just had to take medical leave for something, but Alex Trebek.
Yeah, he's had heart issues.
Yeah, didn't he have to take a leave not that long ago for something?
Heart. He had a fucking heart attack and had to have heart issues. Like, he's got serious medical issues, and he's old.
Yeah, so that one is not necessarily. Now, this one, see, it's like a long shot, or you're like, oh, yeah, Johnny Depp. He looks tore up. He's an alcoholic, drug addict, whatever, and he's like thin and tore up lately.
Plus, lost a lot of money in divorces. So, yes. And that Amber Heard, who is a gold digging lesbian that has sex with men for money, in my opinion, she fucking ruined him.
Yep.
He never came back from that because she was gay, and then all of a sudden she married Johnny Depp, and then immediately divorced him and sued him for a bunch of money and said he's a fucking violent, drunk asshole. But I have a feeling she was trying to boost her career, and now wasn't she with fucking Elon Musk, too, right before his meltdown?
Yes, I think so.
Ooh, he's good to put on the list.
Oh, yeah, he's not on my list, but you might want to put him on yours.
I have
three more on my list.
Okay.
One of them is only top of mind because of that movie that just came out, Dick Cheney.
Oh, what's his face?
Dick Cheney.
Oh, Dick Cheney. I thought you were talking about the actor.
No. Christian Bale played him. I think Christian Bale's got a few more years in him. But Dick Cheney, I was like, holy shit. He's got, because he was old, fat, and not great shape back in the day. He's got to be worse now.
Yeah. Oh.
And then my last two are women. Suzanne Somers.
Oh, I love Suzanne. I love Chrissy.
And Julie Andrews. And Julie Andrews made the list because I heard she couldn't make it to do promo for that Mary Poppins movie.
And has had bouts with cancer, if I'm not mistaken, throughout the years. Remember, at some point, she stopped singing, right? She stopped singing because she had, like, throat cancer or something.
Could be. I know she couldn't do any press or anything on that new Mary Poppins movie because she wasn't in very good shape, so.
Yeah, that sucks.
So those are my death list 2019 entries.
I like it. Good stuff. Yeah, you got to go with old age, addiction.
Drugs.
Yeah, or just, you know, hard partying, even if it's not right. Even if you're not an addict and you just fucking binge, those are the leading causes of death.
Or yeah, and fat. Trauma, right, like with Johnny Depp, he has a whole bunch of those factors in one.
Yeah. Yeah, and see, and that's when you nail it. Now, if you like remember we nailed Philip Seymour Hoffman. No, you got
Philip. Yeah, that one was a good call.
But he was overweight. Was a druggie, like he had a number of factors working against him. So yeah. In the end, it ended up being good and close. Sometimes you feel guilty about just phoning it in and going with an old person.
You got to throw a few on there, though.
Yes, I know, because they fucking croak left and right.
Yep.
All the time. And every time some old fucker croaks, I didn't even know they were still alive. And then everybody's like, they're not on your list.
Right. No, I know. That happens a lot where I'm like, wait a minute, that guy was still around?
Yeah. Well, of course they're on my list. I thought they were already dead. All right. Well, we're out of time. That is very good. I like the list. We'll do my list on the next one.
Sounds good.
And
you're not attacked by ghosts or mountain lions.
Dude, I'm not kidding. And also think by the time we talk again, I will have gone through four more days of mudslides.
Yeah, you might actually still be trapped on that property by the time we get the next week.
Yeah, the next pod may be late or at a weird time because I may be off. And I am another thing I'm doing is looking for work left and right to get out of there. Just because.
Yeah, sure.
And fuck it. It's not worth the amount of money I make to put my fucking life at fucking risk to drive through a canyon in the fucking pouring rain in the middle of the night to get to work to save their ass to be taken advantage of.
No, it makes sense. 100%.
So, I honestly think we're going to have to evacuate again, is my gut, because if you saw any KTLA, any of their reports during the last mudslides.
Yeah, all the mud stuff.
They were literally blocking our driveway with their news van.
Okay, so that's right in your neighborhood. Then. They went to the right, worst spot. So.
Yes, the big slide was just past us, and then there were two little slides just before us along PCH. So that's what and that wasn't a big storm.
Right.
Oh, man. All right. Well, we will see what happens. Everybody, hope you're having a good new year. Don't die. And we will talk to you next week sometime, right?
Yep.
All right. Sounds good. Peace out.
Jack off.
Goodbye.